Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Captain's America, Third Watch. Coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Monday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast on my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the internet and the satellite. And a special shout-out goes to our active-duty military, veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, to keep us free and safe. Now, to everybody that's out there working on the Third Watch right now, thanks for keeping America rolling along, especially our nation's truck drivers, the over-the-road drivers, coast-to-coast, border-to-border. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch, also on MeWe, Gab, Parler, the same way, and we're on Twitter, at Captain's America. Now, don't forget, you can check out our website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That's simply the Captain's America Third Watch. Watch.com. And joining us tonight from California, out there in the heat bucket that it is, I guess, for the next few days, maybe a little longer, we've got Kyle Warren. Yep. And they were waiting patiently out on the deck. It's a nice night in Florida to watch the airplanes here at the airport. And everybody is having a good time. And, of course, in about 50 minutes, the bar will be closed, and they'll all go either go back to their rooms or they'll go back home.
Right.
Right. Now, are you ready to say the pledge?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize the two words, under God, because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, Kyle, I got to start out with the latest advisory on our tropical depression, Claudette, that did change to a tropical storm Saturday morning early after we got off the air. Now, Claudette is expected to continue to produce heavy rainfall and flash flooding from southeastern Georgia into the Carolinas through Monday morning. Flash, urban, and small stream flooding impacts are possible across those areas. In addition, a couple of tornadoes are possible through early Monday across parts of the coastal Carolinas. They've already had several tornadoes touch down. And tropical storm conditions are expected along portions of North Carolina, the coastline, by early Monday, where a tropical storm warning is currently in effect. Now, tropical storm conditions are possible in northeastern South Carolina tonight and Monday, where a tropical storm watch is in effect. And this storm has been a killer storm. We tried to warn everybody, turn around, don't drown. When you see the water in the road, it's no time to just get out there and hammer down and try to build ways on through it. And unfortunately, on I-65 in Alabama, that's exactly what happened with a van with nine children that were in it and an adult. 10 people were killed in that van that created a huge fiery crash along I-65. And what a terrible shame that is.
It really is, Captain. And our hearts just go out to the families here. Near Tuscaloosa, just outside the Tuscaloosa city limits, there was a 24-year-old man and a 3-year-old boy. They died when a tree fell on their house during the storm.
Yeah, and there were some tornadoes bouncing around. There's been some damage. There was a tornado in the area where the tree came down on the house, and about 50 homes they know of have been destroyed. But this was a tropical depression by the time it got up in there, tropical storm when it came ashore. And it was unusual in that we sat here and watched it and watched it and watched it and watched it, and we couldn't call it anything other than Tropical Depression Number 3.
Right, yes.
Yeah, so there you go. But hopefully everybody's going to be okay. And again, as we told our affiliates along the line, if you need us to get anything out there in way of a message or whatnot, we are live right now, so we'd be happy to do that. All you have to do is call us at 877-969-8600, and we'll get it out there. And we are watching the weather wires tonight because that's part of what we do with the Truckers Highway and Byway Report. But we also need to let people know that there are some roads that are shut down in Alabama and Georgia as a result of flooding that's currently going on.
Yes, that's right. And, of course, as we were talking about, as we were watching the storm develop, this was a major, major rainmaker. And, unfortunately, it's proven exactly right.
Yeah, we haven't found out exact amounts of rain, but I'm sure we will shortly. But anyway, going back to how we kind of came in here, Florida, of course, we're used to hurricanes here. And we have set the gold standard for everybody else to follow. And, of course, I know there's power companies and whatnot leaving Florida now to go up there to try to help them restore the power and whatnot in different areas. So that's what we do here to help our fellow neighbors across the South.
That's exactly right, and we can help get the word out. If, as you said, just call 877-969-8600.
Yeah, now, what I'm going to talk about, because we're going to run out of time in this segment, what I'm going to talk about when we come back is Governor Ron DeSantis. His star is continuing to rise, and his political fortune is now being measured in terms of being the spokesman, the leading spokesman for the Republican Party. More and more and more people are on board the Ron DeSantis bandwagon. Now, down here in Florida, we want to keep him for two full terms as a governor, but we're not going to stop him from becoming the president, or even the vice president for that matter, if he chooses to decide to run in 2024. He could still be the governor, regardless of whether or not he runs or not, he can still do the work of the governorship here in the great state of Florida. All right, Kyle, hold that thought. Folks, I'll be right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch. And I'm going to let Kathy give you the telephone number as we go to break.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Professor of Politics, and you're listening to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America, Third Watch, with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us now at 1-877-969-8600. Take it away, Captain.
All right, thank you very much, Kyle. This portion of the program brought to you by our friends of Relief Factor, Pete and Seth Talbot. And I want to thank everybody that's over there trying the product and finding out that it works. Now, they are just pushing it out the door as fast as they can get it out the door to the orders that come in. So if you're waiting more than 3 days for your orders, you should be on a regular list. Once you take the three-week quick start and decide to take the order regularly, then you'll get it every 30 days like clockwork. But the reason that I take Relief Factor is because it works for me, and it's 100% drug-free. Now, it's got turmeric, resveratrol, icarin, and omega-3 in it, which helps to support the body's natural response to inflammation. It also helps to lower or eliminate pain associated with exercise and everyday living. Now, don't forget, a Relief Factor will go right to the source of the pain, and that's why you're out of it. Plus, it's 100% botanical and fish oil product made from a clinically developed formula that supports the regularization of key enzymes and proteins that help with the healing process. Now, again, drug-free, comes in convenient individual packets, supports healthy joints and muscles, and you will feel better. It's only $19.95 for the three-week quick start. That's $19.95, the three-week quick start. And you get that by going to the website they gave me, relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain. And if you do call them up, the telephone number, which I don't have because I don't have their main number. That's not what I'm doing with them. But if you do call them up, just tell them the captain sent you, that you heard it on the captain show. Use the promo code captain. Relieffactor.com/captain. And Kyle, what do you got to lose but pain, right?
Well, that's right. Yep.
All right. Well, here we go. Ron DeSantis was in a poll over the weekend. The Western Conservative Summit had their big conference out there. And the Daily Wire put together a poll, and the top five candidates in the order of the most approval were from top to bottom. Started out with Ron DeSantis at 74%, Donald Trump at 71%, Senator Ted Cruz at 43%, former Secretary of State Mike Pompeo at 39%, and Secretary Tim Scott at 36%. Now, as of right now, clearly, Ron DeSantis' voice is as loud as Donald Trump's in the Republican Party, and they're all watching him.
Well, they really are. And, of course, right now, Governor DeSantis has a great success story to talk about and to display to the rest of the country. So it's only natural that he's getting this kind of attention, and people are, of course, asking the question, you know, what is the success story in Florida? How can that apply to my part of the country? That kind of a thing. So he's got a very, very good launching pad for this kind of thing.
Well, people want action, and DeSantis has proven he's willing to act. And that's why people are watching, because they know that he can do what he says he can do, because he's already proven it. Now, with that being said, I'm going to switch over here because we have a telephone caller. Mr. Mayor, wannabe mayor, used to be mayor, going to be mayor, Mike in Clearwater.
Good morning, Captain. Good morning, Kyle.
You were the mayor somewhere.
You know, Kyle, I was listening. Captain?
You were the mayor somewhere.
Maybe in a past life. I don't remember where I was mayor.
Go on.
All right. But, you know, Kyle, I was listening to a talk show. I can't remember who it was. And a caller called in, and he said, you know, he said, I work very hard. You know, I'm a husband. I'm a dad. And he said, you know, my kids, who I guess they were teenage, I forget how old they were, but they were teenage kids. And he said, you know, they're constantly challenging me about, you know, how capitalism is bad and how, you know, I'm contributing, this is the father speaking, I'm contributing to all the inequality and this and that. And he said, you know, it's getting to the point where it's ridiculous because, you know, these kids are being indoctrinated by never mind the universities, now it's in the middle schools and the high schools. So I just want everybody to remember, your school board coming up in November, if you've got garbage people running the school board, you need to sweep them all out and get all new people in here so that we can stop this. These kids are being, you know, fed a bunch of bull, and it's all so that the left can gain control over them and have power over them. So I want your comment on that, Kyle. And then the second thing that we don't hear, how's the recall effort for Governor Newsom? I know last I heard they had an issue with the verifying. I guess they had to verify the signatures, and they had to get so many of them, but then it sort of dropped off the news. So if you can give us an update, I'd appreciate it. Thank you, sir.
Well, Kyle, let's do the second one first, because they've already verified the signatures they need. It's on the ballot.
That's right. It's going to be voted on this coming November, basically. And so now you have people who are trying to throw their hat in the ring. I think the latest to do that is Mayor Faulkner, I believe is his name, in San Diego, who's also going to now try to run for governor, we understand. But what's happening in terms of what Newsom is trying to do, well, he's trying to give away cash. He's trying to make sure that people see him in a good light. And some of it may be a little too late. Obviously, there are more Democrats than Republicans, but Newsom's handling of California during the pandemic especially, I think, has left a bad taste in a lot of people's mouths. So we're going to see how this recall goes, if people are simply not going to want to forgive him for all the stuff and the shenanigans that were going on during COVID.
Okay, and then his first question, answer that if you don't mind.
Oh, sure. Well, you know, Mike, this is a great, great call because, younger people are now starting to be, well, let's say, exposed to, or I like your word, indoctrinated, basically, into this notion that capitalism is bad and that, you know, this is an oppressive system. Well, I heard a term the other day that's now starting to make its way into the daily news, basically, and that is called internalized capitalism. It seems that a lot of people are suffering from internalized capitalism, and that's the idea that your self-worth is directly linked to your productivity, and somehow this is all bad. Well, when I was growing up, And I'm sure that when you were growing up and as the captain grew up, we all understood that, yeah, you need to work hard if you want to get rewards. But now that whole idea is being turned around in that, well, no, wait a minute. No, you just deserve all the rewards.
Yeah.
And the state will give them to you.
Well, the statement with us was, regardless of your color, regardless of your creed, regardless of your educational background, the harder you worked, the easier it was going to be to get what you wanted, because hard work and determination is what it took to get there.
Exactly right. Exactly right. And you know what?
And you don't hear anybody saying it anymore.
Well, no, and that's because no matter what, life has some hard knocks, and life is not fair. However, the one thing that we can bank on is that if you persevere and if you continue on and you stay the course, you're going to see good results more than likely.
Mm-hmm.
The idea that, and also you want to have integrity, you want to work hard, and you want to make sure that these are the kinds of things you provide for your family.
It's called a track record. In other words, if you're expecting to go up the ladder, you have to have a track record first, because you're not just going to come in there and start at the top of the heap. It doesn't work that way.
Right. And it's also a form of victimization. See, there are these blue meanies out there somewhere that are going to, they're always going to keep you from getting a better job. And they're always, and they control everything. And all that goes on.
By the way, if you're going to manage a restaurant, be the general manager or manage a store, department store, grocery store, well, what happens if you're, say, in the restaurant, if the dishwasher doesn't come in or if the dishwashing machine breaks? You either have to know, A, how to fix it, or B, how to wash dishes, because you're probably going to wind up doing it.
Well, exactly right. You have to be a jack of all trades. And
right.
Or you have to do whatever it takes in order to please the customer and get the product out or get the service
out. I can remember a friend of mine told me that in order to be the restaurant manager that he was applying to get to, you know, position as assistant manager, he had to cook an entire lunch line out the door around the building all by himself with no help.
Wow. Again, knowing
and
all
keep
the
order and keep the orders coming out in less than 10 minutes.
Wow.
Uh-huh.
Wow. And again, it's being comprehensive. You have to have a comprehensive understanding.
You can't even get somebody nowadays to get an order out much more than 15, 20 minutes at the best. Most of them are 30 minutes when you go somewhere.
Right.
And I'm talking about one person did all this.
Yep.
All right, hold on. All right, folks, we'll be right back with more. And by the way, we've been talking about the school board issue and voting out the bums and voting in somebody that gives a damn for months on this show. I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere. Kathy's going to take us to break again.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense, conservative talk.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The Biden administration says it's working on a new set of sanctions against Russia over the poisoning of Putin opposition figure Alexei Navalny, who's been imprisoned for the last several months. National Security Advisor Dan Sullivan says that the administration will issue those new sanctions when they're completed. He tells CNN that the new round will be on top of already imposed international sanctions.
We have sanctioned Russia for the poisoning of Alexei Navalny, and we didn't just do it by ourselves. We rallied European allies in a joint effort to to impose costs on Russia for the use of a chemical agent against one of their citizens on Russian soil. And we are preparing another package of sanctions to apply in this case as well. We've shown all along the way that we're not going to pull our punches, whether it's on solar winds or election interference or Navalny, when it comes to responding to Russia's harmful activities.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're listening to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America, Third Watch, with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us now at 1-877-969-8600. Take it away, Captain.
Well, thank you very much, Mr. Kyle Warren, and we appreciate him doing that for us. And by the way, this portion of the program brought to you by Mike Lindell's MyPillow Company. Now remember, MyPillow.com is the website. There's all kinds of products over there. It's not just about pillows anymore. He's got a complete line of bed and bath accessories. I happen to have their towels. By the way, my slippers came in over the weekend. I mean to tell you, wow. You talk about comfortable. Holy smokes. But anyway, between the slippers and I've got the MyPillow topper, that thing is just fantastic. I'm enjoying some of the best sleep I've ever had. The MyPillow pillow premium pillows as well. The lowest price ever. You can save a whole bunch of money, and all you need to do is you need to have a promo code to go with it, and your promo code is merely Captain. Pretty simple, huh? Captain. It works with our friends over at Relief Factor, and it works over here with me on MyPillow, and pretty soon it's going to be standard with some other companies you're going to hear about. But MyPillow.com, go over there, pick out whatever you want off the catalog, internet catalog they have, and use the promo code Captain, and that'll save you the money. Now, if you want to call them up, if you have any questions, you can do that too at 800-641-5459. That's 800-641-5459. Give them a call if you have any questions. But in the meantime, MyPillow.com, promo code Captain, save you a bunch of money, and you'll be one happy camper. And Kyle, when are you going to get a pair of slippers?
Yeah, I'm looking at them, and they do look really, really great.
It's like a pair of sandals.
Oh, yeah, I'll bet. Well, they've got the slippers. They've got the Giza Dream sheets. Also, as you mentioned, the mattress, the topper, These things are just really outstanding. And so, again, deep discount, save a lot of money, use the product code CAPTAIN.
Yep, pretty simple. Pretty simple. And, you know, when you talk about the border and you talk about Joe Biden, you got to talk about Kamala Harris because she's the border czar who has not been to the border in, I don't know, 80-some-odd days, not had a press conference about it, none of that stuff. And now some serious people out there, a couple of Democrats and a whole bunch of Republicans are saying, hey, Joe, take her to hell off the border thing because she's not doing her job.
You know, and I've heard those calls, and I wonder if the Biden administration will actually do that. I just think that, you know, what's the old expression? If you're digging a hole, if you're trying to get out of a hole, stop digging. It just seems like they keep digging this hole for the vice president on this.
They don't care.
I guess not.
She doesn't care. They don't care.
Well, no, because you know, she could have gotten out ahead of this story and fixed it early on, but yeah. Now it's been, as you mentioned, of some 80-plus days.
And how could you even care about anything when you've got the coyotes loading people inside empty grain cars with no ventilation, inside tankers with no ventilation, inside and underneath the train, wherever they can find to stuff them? How can you possibly think that anybody in this administration would care when you've got dead bodies showing up 1,000 miles away from the border on these trains when they pull over to put them on a siding or whatnot? Now, in my opinion, call me crazy, in my opinion, every train coming off that border should be stopped and inspected, especially the cars I just told you about.
Well, exactly right. And here's the question for intrepid reporters give questions to the president or the vice president. The question is, how many more? How many more people are going to die in these train cars before the United States government, the Biden administration, does something about it? This is unconscionable. And again, unless the powers that be just don't care and figure that, there's a loss rate of people coming in the country because we just want to get more and more illegal aliens in the country, this is monstrous, Captain. It's terrible.
Well, Texas Governor Greg Abbott, of course, has announced his state has allocated $1 billion with $250 million for a down payment in its fiscal year budget towards border security and completing the wall. Now, he says he's going to use part of that money to resume the construction of the U.S.-Mexican border wall, which is only going to be about 70 miles or so, which was what was supposed to be completed with the original amount of money that was out there allocated by the Trump administration. Joe Biden said, no, absolutely not. But this is in the El Paso area, east of El Paso, which if you've ever been through there, you can literally look across and walk across the Rio Grande River anywhere through there. It's not that deep, and this is having the wall there is a no-brainer, in my opinion.
Well, sure it is. And the wall actually promotes, legal immigration, let's say, because it stops the coyotes. It stops the drug cartels, for the most part. Yes, I know that they find these different ways, but why are we making it so easy for these groups to traffic human beings? It's crazy.
Well, Governor Abbott joining the program from the border near Del Rio with a group of other states that are involved in working together on this, the border states plus other states that are going to help them, including my state of Florida, said he's had enough of the White House's willful disregard for the rule of law and for the well-being of Texans and Americans, especially in places like Del Rio and other border towns. Now, Democrats right now think that they're actually having it their way, but they're going to pay a steep price in the future, in the near future, because of what we just told you about is going on with these trains, and the bodies, dead and alive, are showing up in these cars with people with no more than a bottle or two of water that have traveled almost 1,000 miles in a rail car with no ventilation, with temperatures reaching 120, 30, 40, 50 degrees, which is going to kill anybody under normal conditions if they're there long enough. And any thinking person knows the Democrats don't care about people, only the demographics.
Well, you know, Captain, we had a lot of Democrats shouting out about the so-called kids in cages, this kind of thing, but where are they on this?
Kids in rail cars.
Yeah, I mean, this is, again...
What's that remind you of?
Well, no kidding. No kidding.
What's that remind you of?
Yeah, well, when you're putting people in rail cars under those conditions, that's right. It's very, 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 very concerning. And again, who's also getting rich by this? The cartels, who are trafficking these people to the United States.
Yeah.
And so again, you know, why are we feathering the nest of people mm-hmm. who are going to continue to hurt other people, run drugs, and destroy our kids' lives with drugs? I mean, this is off the charts bad.
And apparently something happened over the weekend along the border in several border towns that the cartels got interrupted with their steady flow of illegals coming over the border because cartel gunmen aboard a number of vehicles staged attacks in several Mexican towns, killing 15 and wounding dozens more over the weekend, and a clear message to tell them to stay the hell out of their illegal trafficking of people.
Yeah, wow.
Were trying to help.
Yes. Yes. Mm-hmm. And can you imagine, Captain, that we even had our representative of our own government travel down to Guatemala and say this was all because of global warming that this is happening?
Yeah.
It's just, you know, again, it's just strange credulity.
And she, Kamala Harris, is a moron.
Well, to go down and try to peddle that kind of idea, nobody believes
it. It is moronic.
Yeah, and the president of Guatemala didn't believe it.
I won't even put it under the category of stupid. It's moronic.
Moronic. Well, they're trying to sell a narrative on that, and it's unfortunate. But what we're seeing, of course, the real result is that real people are suffering, dying, or going into indentured servitude. And, you know, again, this can't be allowed in the United States of America.
No, and NATO has asked Qatar to host the training for the Afghan security forces that are now leaving Afghan, the trainees, because they're trying to train more of their what they call their special security forces and get them back in there so they can do something, because Afghan is falling apart big time right now. And the president of Afghanistan, it was announced over the weekend, is going to be coming this week up to Washington, D.C. to meet with President Joe Biden to discuss the violence in Afghanistan as it is getting much, much worse. Well, like I said before, and I hate to continue to beat a brush with a stick, fact of the matter is, Afghanistan is not capable of taking care of themselves up against the Taliban. They can't do it. They're outgunned, they're outmanned, they're outtrained. It's that simple. All right, and we'll be right back. Truckers Highway and Bible Report coming up. Ron Edwards is going to take us to break.
Hello, I'm Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook, and you're listening to the Captain, Matt Bruce, on America's Third Watch.
If you feel America is facing more dangers than ever, you're right. Things are falling apart, it seems, every day. That's why you need to prepare for more of the unexpected, especially food shortages. When people panic, grocery stores run out of food fast. Would you survive without food for days, weeks, even months? The smart folks are buying emergency food now. Take a moment to shop MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's leader in preparedness. With over a dozen years' experience, My Patriot Supply has earned over 40,000 four-star and five-star reviews. Our delicious, calorie-rich food averages 2,000 calories per day and lasts in storage up to 25 years, so it's there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a kit or two, and we'll ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait for something bad to happen again. Rather, be more self-reliant and prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer, can communicate information, and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Hi, this is Mark Walters from Armed American Radio, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Thank you very much, Mr. Mark. And, of course, last night was the time for the big monster show, Armed American Radio. He was on the air. And some of you are listening to it right now in various parts of the country out there. It comes in before or ahead of my show in various markets. And it is what it is, and Mark does a great job. Armed American Radio, and oh, by the way, are your Second Amendment rights secure where you're at? Maybe not. There's a whole bunch of gun legislation that's being signed by some of these state governors. You got to watch out what's sneaking around your backyard. Now, coming up is the Truckers Highway and Byway Report, and I want to tell you, it's always brought to you by the great friends that we have over at the Pilot and the Flying J Truck Stops. Pull on in there, tell them you were listening to Captain's America Third Watch, and as many of you have found out, you go in there and you get yourself a free hot cup of coffee. Now, you don't just walk in there and expect to get something for nothing, because guess what? It's automatic. They're going to do it when you buy fuel at the fuel stop. So that's part of it. Now, if you become a member of the Drivers Club, you don't need to buy anything. It's that simple. But you will get a free hot cup of coffee if you go in there and tell them that you were listening to the program. So coming up right now, this is a pretty solid song made famous by Delbert McClinton, but this is a totally different group doing it right now, and I'm putting Kyle to the test. I'm going to let him guess who this group is. Here we go.
Oh,
is standing on shaky ground. Yep, Delbert McClinton made that song famous, Kyle. Who was that group?
You know, Captain, I got to take a wild guess here. I'm for some reason, it sounds a little kind of like Aerosmith to me.
It is Aerosmith.
All right. Got it.
It is Aerosmith. You got it right. And I'll tell you what, they were just flat out getting to it, weren't they?
Yeah, absolutely.
Boy, oh boy, oh boy. All right, well, I'm going to read the weather statement, then I'm going to turn it over to you, and then we're going to do what we got to do here because the weather is very much a part of the news tonight. Now, Claudette is over in the East Coast, and it's fixing to go off to sea off the Carolinas around the Chesapeake Bay, and it'll be out in the Atlantic Ocean moving away here shortly, probably around noontime today, 1 or 2 o'clock maybe at the very latest. But in the meantime, we've still got all that heat out west. However, the heat may be letting up a little bit, and we do have some major storms in the upper Midwest. And by the way, about an hour ago, Chicago had a tornado in one of their suburbs with some injuries and damage. So take it away, Kyle.
Well, thank you, Captain. Yes, some of the heat is beginning to dissipate in the western states, and that's good because that high pressure is starting to dissipate, giving way to some low pressure. All throughout California, all of our excessive heat warnings have dropped off, but it still can be kind of warm, as it were. But we're not looking at the kinds of excessive temperatures, with the possible exception of right at the tip of Northern California, Mount Shasta, as you travel up Interstate 5, also up into southern Oregon, Medford, Ashland, Grants Pass, also Klamath Falls, and over on 395, Lakeview as well. So that's where you're going to encounter those excessive heat warnings. Also, continuing on, of course, in southern Nevada for Las Vegas, dipping down in Arizona towards Kingman as well. So you want to be on the lookout for that. Also, if you're traveling up through Utah, you've got fire weather warning coming up Interstate 15, of course. Over in Denver, I should say over in Colorado, western Colorado, continue with the fire weather warning there near Grand Junction, of course, along I-70. Then also up in the state of Washington tonight, looks like we've got heat advisories going on there, dipping down into northern Oregon, especially covering Portland, and so you've got that on the map tonight as well. So that's what it looks like out west tonight, Captain.
All right, well, I'm going to go to the central Midwest to begin with because we've got some violent weather there. Right now, if you're in the Chicago area, east of Chicago, going along I-80, I-90, I-94 into Detroit, you've got severe thunderstorm watches and warnings. You've got a couple of tornado watches and warnings about halfway across Indiana right now along U.S. Route 20 on up to I-90, and that also includes up on I-94, where you've got a flood watch and a flood warning going across I-94 right to the suburbs of Detroit. Now, Detroit, you are under severe thunderstorm watches and warnings too, as well as some flood watches and warnings. That goes across to Toledo on I-80, and Toledo, you're right there in the mix of it. Then we've got rain all the way along Lake Erie tonight with some severe thunderstorm watches and warnings around Cleveland over to Erie, and then it skipjacks around Lake Erie up towards Buffalo. You've got a warning in the Buffalo area, Niagara Falls area, and it looks like as if there could be some severe weather threats along the Hudson River Valley tonight, too. So this weather is moving along to the east fairly rapidly, I might add. And if you're looking, again, at where Claudette is, it's over along the South Georgia coast, South Carolina coast, moving away from South Carolina and Georgia as we speak. However, North Carolina, you're still getting pounded. The Chesapeake Bay area of Virginia, you're still getting the remnants of it up there, too. Lots of rain, lots of wind, couple of tornado watches up in there by the looks of things, too. And it looks like as if by midday to, well, I would say mid-afternoon, it looks like as if the storm will pretty much be gone and be out in the sea, and then probably it's going to work its way back up again, Kyle, and become another tropical storm, because right now it's a depression. Even though the winds are 30 to 35 miles an hour, somewhere in that range, it's going to whip itself back up again, and up the East Coast we go, but it's going to stay out to sea, so the only thing they'll have to worry about up the East Coast probably is a rip current.
Yes, exactly right. Yeah, it may start strengthening again, but hopefully away from land. Yeah.
Yeah, so that's what we've got going on. And down in Texas, way down the south part of Texas, we've got some very high heat conditions down there for the lower Rio Grande Valley. And again, these trains that are coming out down there, Kyle, they load these people in these cars over on the Mexican side, and then they're not inspecting them. And I mean, what do you think is going to happen? What do you think is going to happen if you're inside a damn rail car that's 110 degrees outside? What do you think is going to happen?
Yes, this is definitely another, and this is a terrible, terrible development in what is an ongoing human tragedy.
There's nothing worse than a heat stroke.
No kidding. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Nothing worse than a heat stroke because it's a slow, painful death. And then we've got some very high heat conditions along Fort Stockton down to the Mexican border east of El Paso, too. And it's just going to be one of those days. But thank goodness out west, it looks like it's letting up a little bit. So that's a reprieve for everybody out there. But in the meantime, please be careful if you're traveling across I-80, I-90, I-94, east of Chicago tonight, all the way to Cleveland, because you're going to have severe weather closest to the lake, Lake Erie, and, of course, Lake Michigan, and everything in between, a big system going through there right now with some bad weather. All right, Kyle, you hold that thought. Folks, we'll be back with hour number two of the Captain's America Third Watch on a Monday morning. Happy to be with you. Hope you had a great weekend. I'll be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.